First of all, though, the weekend pedestrianisation of central Bristol is being ignored by many motorists, according to a campaign group in the city, Living Heart for Bristol. Well, they've called for action to enforce measures which prevent cars from driving along Corn Street and through the Old City during the weekend. They say that the signs that are in place at the minute aren't doing very much to stop drivers from using the roads. Steve Melia is from Living Heart for Bristol and joins me on the line now. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Now, we got something sort of described in politics as being akin to a farce. This isn't far behind, is it? Because as I understand it, the council take their plastic bollards home so the drivers don't know they're not meant to drive up there.
Yes, that has been happening. Now, I'm told, we've talked to them about it and they say they're aware of it and they're going to be taking enforcement action. I mean, there are two different problems. One is that Corn Street has recently been, a decision was recently taken to pedestrianise Corn Street during the daytime. And that's when they put the plastic bollards up, fine, you know, that works all right, and the street is much better and the street has come alive. But then, so they knock off on the Sunday afternoon and the drivers ignore the sign and carry on driving through.
Because when the council finish, what, in the afternoon on Sunday, then they take their bollards with them.
Yes, yeah, yeah, daft though that
seems. It does seem daft, yeah.
But the even bigger problem is, if you remember, I mean, the Old City has been closed to traffic on a Friday and Saturday night for many years, right? This is not a recent thing.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be controlled by rising bollards. Now, the rising bollards, I don't know, people drove into them.
Just to the uninitiated, Steve, you better just explain exactly what a rising bollard does.
A rising bollard is a sort of a metal cylinder which sticks up through the road. So it can go down when the road is open to traffic, and it goes up when the road is closed.
Right, yeah.
And there's been one of those for many years at the entrance to the Old Street on St Nicholas Street, you know, just near the market there.
Yeah.
Now, for whatever reason, you know, it stopped working, they had problems with it, so they did away with the bollards, and I've just put up a sign that says, you are not allowed to enter here on a Friday or Saturday night. Now, that sign, unfortunately, is being completely ignored. And I live fairly near that area, and every Friday or Saturday night, you know, we walk through it, and of course it's full of people who've had rather a lot to drink, who are streaming all over the roads, and there are these cars now trying to move in between them.
But I suppose, to be fair to the car drivers, Steve, you know, if one minute you got your rising bollards, a bit like a drawbridge in reverse, or, you know, it's and then suddenly they're not working, I suppose the drivers assume everything's okay and they can drive across.
Well, they obviously, they should be reading the signs, and they're not doing. But yeah, we would agree. We would rather see the rising bollards fixed and put back into place. Other cities manage to do them. A lot of continental cities, in particular, make an awful lot of use of them. But even, you know, places like Oxford, Exeter, I noticed that where they use to control buses, they can be made to work. I mean, because the other alternative is to go around, you know, giving parking tickets and fixed penalties and so on. And, you know, frankly, we would rather keep the traffic out in the first place.
I know you would. I know you would, and that's your main campaign. But, I mean, just in short on these two sort of areas then, Steve, is it a bit, it is a bit shambolic, isn't it? I mean, it needs to be one thing or the other. It needs to be plainly made, you know, known to the drivers what the situation is. It sounds as if that's not quite the case at the minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, the signs are clear enough, but the drivers aren't reading them.
Yeah, but plastic bollards being there one minute and disappearing the next, Steve.
Yeah, and that is not the best way to do it. Yeah, we would rather see physical barriers to keep the traffic out.
All right, thanks very much indeed for that. Mark Bradshaw is the man, he's the Labour councillor responsible for transport. He says the rising bollards have had all sorts of issues. They've got them elsewhere in the city. They can break down, they need maintaining, and they're not sure that they are the answer, but they're not ruling them out. And it's all experimental traffic regulation orders. That's what we're dealing with here, so we can learn from it and change things. And he will talk to the parking services team to see what can be done. So that's the response from Mark Bradshaw from the council.